Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Golden Gopher women's and men's hockey on center stage today. One team on the road, one at home tonight, and let's start with the NCAA women's quarterfinals. Jess Myers joins us from the rink live. And Jess, first of all, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm actually at the rink live, XL Energy Center right now. Team Minnesota PWHL with a 3-1 lead over New York after two periods. Pretty dominant performance by the team in purple here, but New York got one late in the second. We'll have to see what the third period plays out, but this Minnesota team is pretty good.
Yeah, good result there. And overtime in the NCAA women's hockey tournament, Minnesota 2-0 lead early, Clarkson Ward back, and now they're in the first overtime, tied at 2 very late in that first overtime.
Yeah, Clarkson, Gophers, like you say, led 2-0. Ellis Huber with a nice goal to give them a 2-0 lead. Clarkson chipped away, clawed away. The less than 2 minutes left in regulation, Clarkson pulls the goalie, and one of those, perfect hockey plays. You shoot from a bad angle, you bank it off of somebody's skate in the net, and here we are in overtime. Gophers had a power play in overtime and didn't score. Clarkson had a power play in overtime and didn't score. But I tell you, if the Gophers manage to pull this one out, they better let Abby Murphy sleep for about 3 days. I don't think she's off the ice at any point in this overtime. And you see just what a dominant player she is for Minnesota and how important she is.
Yeah, and a couple of blowouts involving WCHA teams. Number one, Ohio State, every bit the part, leading 6-0 in Columbus in period number two. And the Golden Gophers know how good they are. I still can't get over when they came into Ritter and just absolutely thumped the Gophers two in a row. The Buckeyes are the team to beat.
Yeah, Minnesota Duluth survived a double overtime game to get to that one. And, I don't know how much the Bulldogs had left in the tank going against that Ohio State team, which is just as good as everybody knows they are. We've seen it all season. So we will have at least one WCHA team in the Frozen Four in Durham, New Hampshire. And then Wisconsin playing tonight against St. Lawrence, and they're looking to be that other WCHA team as well. And then we could get three if the Gophers manage to pull this one out in overtime now.
Yeah, and Colgate leading Cornell 3-1, or beat Cornell 3-1. So Colgate is through to the women's Frozen Four. Meanwhile, double duty for you tonight. I would assume you'll be at 3M Arena at Mariucci, Minnesota and Michigan in the Big Ten tournament.
Bob Motzko has been the coach of the Gophers for 6 seasons, and this will be the 6th time his team has played Michigan in the Big Ten tournament. That's just, what a rivalry these two have developed. And you talk to some of the players, for all that talk about the old WCHA and, North Dakota and St. Cloud State and Duluth and some of those great rivalries they had, and frankly, they still have those rivalries. They play those teams, as much as they can, it seems like. What we're seeing here is kind of the rebirth of a great Big Ten rivalry between Minnesota and Michigan. It should be a good one tonight.
Yeah, and then on the other side, Number 7 seed Ohio State chance to pull off a major upset against Michigan State.
Steve Rolick, the coach of the Buckeyes, you know, who was a star player at Hill Murray, went on to win a national championship at Wisconsin. I said he also must have some sort of title or ownership paper to his old alma mater because the Buckeyes have not had a good year. Valentine's Day, they had one win in the Big Ten, but for whatever reason, they owned Wisconsin this year. They beat them twice late in the regular season in Columbus, and then last weekend they went 2 out of 3 in Madison, so the Buckeyes are moving on with a chance to extend their season by at least another week, and they go to Michigan State. We all know about Michigan State. They won the Big Ten regular season. Just an outstanding top-to-bottom team. There's some real excitement for college hockey back in East Lansing, a team that's going to be going to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012 this year. So that should be a fun one as well.
Yeah, and let's get an update, Jess. NCHC, this is interesting, and really the talk of the day. Josh Wheeler brought it up to me. Really ugly hit on a St. Cloud State Husky last night.
Yeah, and tough to see, you know, and just we keep thinking we're gonna legislate that out of the game, and you just hate to see that kind of thing.
Yeah, and St. Cloud State. Once again, close to the cities, you got, UMD, Denver, Miami, North Dakota, and then, of course, Western Michigan and St. Cloud State.
Yes. By the way, quick update from Potsdam, New York. We're going to go to a second overtime. Minnesota and Clarkson still tied 2-2 in the women's hockey quarterfinal round.
All right. And then your thoughts on the NCHC and, of course, coming up on their tournament at the Xcel Energy Center.
And it's going to be last of its kind. You know, they're going to go to campus sites after this year.
Yep.
So folks who enjoyed the NCHC tournament, which will be in St. Paul next weekend, this will be the last chance to see it, at least in this building. This is an interesting league. You know, North Dakota, we've seen a lot from them. And I frankly wasn't that impressed by North Dakota when I saw them early in the season. But like they often do, they've been kind of a resurgent team and have played very well of late. They won their conference. Seems like they win that conference every year. Don't sleep on Denver. They're a very, very solid top-to-bottom team. And here's the team that kind of has me excited. Colorado College, which has been kind of been in a rough spot for a long time now. You know, they were a power in the 2000s. Haven't been to a Frozen Four or even to the NCAA tournament in a long time. Looks like they're going to get in this year. They've got a good coach, and they've got one of the best goalies in the league. Kid named Caden Imbarico out of Aspen, Colorado, of all places. He's really backstopped them this year. They came into 3M Arena at Mariucci and got a win this year earlier. So look out for the Tigers. I think they're a fun team.
And then over in the CCHA, give us a quick update on where that stands.
Bemidji State is hosting Lake Superior State. That's coming up here today. Bemidji State, of course, your regular season champion. Lake Superior State, I saw them last Sunday. They went to St. Thomas, which was a second-place finisher in the league regular season, and the Lakers come out of nowhere and win 2 out of 3 at St. Thomas, so they're moving on as well. And then don't sleep on Minnesota State Mankato either. You know, they've won the league seemingly every year for about the last 10 years. They're under first-year coach Luke Strand, and they've had a nice year as well. They've got a playoff semifinal coming up here against Michigan Tech.
Yeah, and by the way, that one underway, 1-0 Mavs in the first period. That one up on the UP. All right, so they go to overtime. Minnesota and Clarkston, once again, you're at the X, and then you make the drive over to the U. 3-1 in the third. They're underway in the third period at the X.
Lots of hockey going on, and it's starting to feel cold again. It's starting to feel like March again. So maybe this is hockey weather. Steve, it was a year ago I drove up to Duluth for the Women's Frozen Four, and I don't know if you remember, but we had one of those freezing rain, snow, wind chill, icy things. My car looked like an icicle or like a popsicle by the time I got to Duluth. So I'll take this weather any day.
Yeah, it is weird. When I've made the drive to Duluth during the hockey season, it can be clear sailing from the cities all the way, and then you get to Cloquet, and then you keep your fingers crossed from Cloquet in. That's the way I've looked at it over the years.
Getting over that hill is always an adventure one way or another up there by Spirit Mountain. You're always going to get something. If it's rain or fog or wind, you just don't know.
Yeah, that is for sure. Oh, by the way, the Wild hanging in there. They take on the Blues. They are hanging in there. It's extraordinary. When you think they're cooked, They still have a chance, albeit an outside chance. They got a shot.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I compared him to Bruce Willis in that movie where he's been dead the whole time and nobody tells him that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've got to change my analogy. I think they might be maybe like Jason from the, you know, the Friday the 13th
there
movie.
You go.
Where you keep thinking you've got him killed and they just won't go away. That might be this year's analogy for the Minnesota Wild, because you're absolutely right. Every time you think, you know, it's over, they're done, they get beat bad in Nashville, then they come back and, you know, win three more in a row away within the division. They're in St. Louis tonight with another chance to get a big, important division win. So, yeah, I keep wanting to write these guys off, and it keeps seeming like they want to play later into April.
Yeah, and the schedule looks fairly favorable with 15 to go in the regular season, you know, but really every game is a playoff. It's like you got to go in and beat St. Louis. They're 2 points behind. You got to take care of the Blues and then go to the next one, which I believe happens to be the Blues.
And they got a new source of offense on the roster this week, a Russian player. His name, I believe the way you pronounce it, is number 22. I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to attempt it yet.
We'll force Josh Wheeler to do that later in the show.
Sounds great.
All right. Once again, try to get to the finish line over there. Once again, Minnesota, PWHL leading New York 3-1 in the third period at the X. And then tonight at Marriott Arena, Minnesota and Michigan, Big Ten tournament semifinals there. Thanks, Jess.
Good to talk to you, Steve.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers from the rink live, literally. And once again, the Wild and the Blues tonight from St. Louis at 7 o'clock. And then they come right back. Actually, they got a game with the Ducks on Tuesday, and they just beat the Ducks 2-0 in St. Paul. Tripped out to the Southern California area. Ducks Tuesday, and then L.A. on Wednesday. So Blues tonight, and then the trip heads west. Then they get the Blues' next home game a week from today in St. Paul.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.